House Labor and Commerce will come to order. It is 3:25 on February 17th. With us are Representative T. Wilson, Representative Holmes, Representative Newman, Representative Book, and myself, Chair Olson. We have one item on the agenda today, but before we get to that, I'd request that everybody turn off their cell phones and Blackberries, and we'd like to thank Representative Book for sponsoring the snack for the day. First item today is House Bill 110, and for purposes of clarity, we're working off of the committee's substitute to House Bill 110, which is the CS's version R, and presenting the bill will be the sponsor of the bill, Representative Herron. Would you care to join us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Representative Bob Herron, and before you is House Bill 110. It's a relatively small cleanup and protection of the public bill, and right now the psychologists and psychologist associate examiners can take a test every once every 6 months. Used to be able to take it once every 6 months. Now the exam is offered every 3 months, but the law specifically requires the applicant who takes it but does not pass must wait 6 months, so we'd like to line that up. And also, it would clarify who's exempt from the board, and the existing exemptions would remain for supervised psychology students, interns, residents in a board-approved program of study, other professions, licensed professional counselors, licensed clinical social workers, marital and family therapists that are doing their work and that they're trained to do. So there are a couple other groups that are also clarified. School psychologists working under the supervision of a school district, and actually they are licensed under the Department of Education. And then U.S. government employees who practice psychology while in the discharge of their official duties. The only people that would be subject to this regulation, of course, are people who represent themselves to the trusting public as psychologists. This passage of this bill would not limit the work of other mental health service providers in Alaska, whether you're secular, spiritual, professional, or a volunteer. 2-0 fiscal notes. And it is supported by the Board of Psychological Associate Examiners, the Psychological Association, and the Mental Health Board. And I believe you have people that may wish to testify on this legislation.
Questions? Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair. Representative Herron. Does this affect the employees of the court systems or corrections or public safety jobs?
No, sir, it does not.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My concern on that, you probably thought of it because you're pretty good at your work, is that, you know, if in rural Alaska, if there's a question on somebody's psychological ability, local officer arrest somebody, or a village public safety officer bring somebody in and feels there's a psychological aspect to maybe this person that they're bringing in, so that there's nothing that can interfere with that, or they're going to have to fly somebody out there to do a psychological testing, or
there are people, I believe, online that can maybe get into that a little more technical than I can speak to, but I believe the answer is they are not affected by this legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Herron. I think we'll start working our way down the list. And we have nobody signed up in the room to testify, do we? Then we'll go online, and I believe the first person is Dr. Philip Baker.
I'm sorry, there was a buzz in my ear. Did you mention Dr. Baker?
Dr. Lauren Bradley. Bradbury, are you with us?
Yeah, this is Dr. Bradbury, and I did just hear Dr. Baker a moment ago trying to speak there.
We're striking out. How about Joanne Bowman? Yeah, we're going to take a brief of these. We've got an equipment problem. Back on record now, and we'll try again. Dr. Lauren Bradbury?
I'm here.
Please state your name and affiliation for the record, and thank you for calling in today.
Okay, my name is Lauren, L-O-R-I-N, Bradbury, B-R-A-D-B-U-R-Y. I'm a licensed psychologist, and I'm the chairman of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners.
Welcome to the committee. Please continue.
Thank you, sir. And I'm sorry, did you say to continue?
Yes, we had you down for comments.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Mr. Herron, Representative Herron, articulated very well the purpose of this. And I think the one question, and I'm not certain who asked it, was concerned about what we refer to as Title Alaska Statute 47, where if a police officer or someone brings someone in, and passage of this in no way would prohibit that because it doesn't require psychologists necessarily to examine that person to start with. So it would in no way prohibit that particular work that would need to be done.
Any questions? Well, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Joan Bowman, we don't have you down for questions or testifying, but I just want to make sure you didn't have anything you wanted to add.
Yes, can you hear me? I did, actually.
Yes. Thank you. Please state your name and affiliation.
I'm Dr. Joan Bowman. I'm a credentialed school psychologist in the state of Alaska, and I'm with the Anchorage School District and the Alaska School Psychologists Association. Overall, we are supportive of this bill. We appreciate the fact that school psychologists are recognized as exempt under this licensure act. The only concern we had, and Dr. Baker and I spoke the last time when we were unable to testify due to your big power outage, is that we wanted to be sure that you understood that school psychologists aren't always just in a school facility, that sometimes we're, you know, under the auspices of the Department of Education with our credential, but we might be in juvenile justice facilities or mental health facilities doing school psychology work. And I think the part of the bill that says or supervised works for us, but we just wanted to be sure that this wouldn't accidentally cause a problem for school psychologists who are not necessarily housed in a school building.
And if I might speak to that, this is Dr. Bradbury. I think the language here, you know, clearly indicates that it would be, they'd still be under the supervision of that district. So regardless of where the district placed them, they would be under the supervision of the district, and that's so in no way would prohibit their activities.
Thank you. We just wanted to make that a clarity, but in general, that, you know, we do appreciate this bill and don't see any big problems with it.
Well, thank you. Dr. Robert Lane, are you with us?
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Lane.
Please state your name and affiliation, and you have our undivided attention for as long as you want.
This is Robert Lane, and I'm a member of the Board of Executive Directors for the Alaska Psychological Association, and just wanted to speak in favor of the bill. I didn't particularly have anything else to testify to, though I'm available to answer questions if anybody has any.
Well, thank you again for taking the time to being involved in the process. I've got a feeling it's going to be a relatively short one, but is there anybody else online that would care to testify on the bill?
My name is Dr. Philip Baker. I'm also with the Alaska Psychological Association. Dr. Lane and I share legislative activities that pertain to the practice of psychology in the state of Alaska. And I don't have anything specific to testify to. I would, again, emphasize that the Alaska Psychological Association is in support of the amendments to our licensing statute that are mentioned in House Bill 110. That's all I would say.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Any questions for any of the people online? Hearing none, we'll come back to the room. Is there any, again, is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? I'd like to make a comment. I think the bill's going to move out right now. But we are the only committee of referral. It goes straight to the floor from here.
Actually, that's not true, Mr. Chairman.
Is it going to...
Mr. Chairman, this this bill was heard fairly extensively in House Hess. The CS is only coming here.
Okay.
And, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to put on the record so that people don't think we're giving kind of short attention to this bill. The bill was heard last year and this year in House Hess. It had several hearings. Three members of this committee are also on that committee. I had originally had some questions about the bill. My office worked very closely with the bill sponsor's office. They cleared up all of our confusions. And so this bill actually has been vetted fairly substantially in a prior committee. And so therefore, I have no questions or concerns.
Well, first thing I'll do is close out the public testimony since we've been overwhelmed. Secondly, I'll bring it back to the committee. What are the wishes of the committee?
Chad, a question of the sponsor.
Welcome back.
Yes, for the record, Representative Bob Heron.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to just make sure that then, just make sure that if somebody wants to come and practice this field of medicine in the state of Alaska, that they have to meet all current standards set forth by the board, that that's carried forward, and that they can, and then if they, can you talk about that for a minute?
If you're not exempt under another authority, like the Department of Ed, or you don't work for a school district, or any other conditions laid out in the statutes, you cannot come to Alaska, put up a shingle, and say you're a psychologist unless this board has given you a review.
Okay. That's kind of where I think I was going on it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you,
Representative. Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd appreciate your patience, and I'll apologize on behalf of my constituent that dialogue has to go through the chairman, not between people that are online.
What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Newman.
I would like to move House Bill, or Committee Substitute for House Bill 110, Health and Social Services, version / R from committee with any attached fiscal notes or individual recommendations from committee.
Is there any opposition? The bill moves on to the floor and we're adjourned at 3:40.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.